the same time. It's kind of like a barbershop quartet thing. So I'm just practicing my ability to just cause...
It was like minimalist art.
Minimalist pregnant pauses. You know, I feel like they just add a lot.
You're making it sound like we have computer problems.
We do.
Well, you're making it sound like we have more computer problems than we already
do. Fair enough.
All right, so here's the rules. What we do is we do poetry here. We want to keep it PG-13 or under. We want to be mentors to the younger poets that are coming up through the world. We also want you to share a 1 to 2 minute piece. If it's going and it's got a good flow, we will let you go longer. I happen to know if somebody wants to call up and share a little bit longer of a piece, feel free to at that point if you want to. We want to take the time to thank some of our sponsors making this happen. First off, we want to thank Body Armor Super Drink. Let me tell you, that stuff just absolutely whacked me out the last time I took it, and I'm looking forward to my next one already. And also, of course, Latin Life Denver, their partner for KZKO, anything pertaining to the Latin community here in Colorado, check them out at latinlifedenver.com.
That's right. Now, if you want to share your poetry on the air, give us a call, 303-386-3598. That's 303-386-3598. We also have some submissions that people have sent into worldpoetryopenmic.net.
Of course. And also we want to thank our sponsors, IdleVoiceLessons.com and USACarpetInc.com. Check them out. If you need your carpets clean and you're anywhere near Colorado, give John a call. He will hook you up.
Absolutely.
All right. And we're going to go to the phone line for our first caller. Please welcome to the line, Ellie.
Hi, Jay Todd. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Thank you for calling and sharing poetry. Do you have something for us tonight?
Yeah, I've got two poems for you. They're both a little on the short side.
That's all right.
And about spring, because spring's going to be here in a week and a half. So.
I'm looking forward to that, because tonight we're predicted to have 8 to 14 inches here in Denver.
No.
Yes.
It's actually true, yeah.
So,
oh, no.
Warm us up with your spring poetry, Ellie.
Okay, now the first one, I think Michael's going to enjoy this. I've got a haiku trilogy.
Oh.
It's called Splish Splash.
Those are two of my favorite things in the world, haikus and trilogies.
Nice.
There you go. Okay, well, here we go. Proudly he perched there with his new spring vest so red, majestic and plump. The water fountain was singing her siren song. He could not resist. So he took the plunge, losing all his dignity, Robin's morning bath.
Nice. I like
that's,
it.
That's great. Thank you, Ellie. That was really cool.
Thank you. And the next one I have is called Finding Spring. And this is a true story about my son John. You were 5 that March long ago, just you and I walking in the afternoon sun. Let's find spring, I said, and overturned a mossy stone. Small green stems of spring we saw, and joyfully you sang, we found spring, Mom. Now you're grown, an army captain and a veteran of war, moved so far away from me. So I called you to say, let's find spring. And heard the joy in your voice once more as you said, oh, Mom, you remembered. Just once more, I wish you were here to find spring, my boy.
Well done. Ellie, again, you set the example by poets for poets to live by.
Oh, thank you very much, Jay Todd. I appreciate that. Very much.
Excellent.
Funny, because at the time, my son was living in Denver.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah,
How long ago was that? Do we know him?
I don't think so. He worked, he was a manager for Walmart, and he was working out of Denver, but now he's back east here.
Well, if he's a manager for Walmart, the chances are we do really know him. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, Ellie. Once again, if you want to call in like Ellie did, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
It's 303-386-3598. Send us warm thoughts. We're going to be buried under snow this evening. Or if you're in Chicago, just, you know, good luck with feeling warm yourself.
Exactly,
but give us a
right.
Call, 303-386-3598.
Now, we need to avenge ourselves because we forgot something the entire month of February. And we were going to make a huge announcement for the month of March last week, and because of technical glitches, we did not. And so we need to announce our poet of the month for March.
That's right. We do. Now, one thing I do want to point out is I love working with poets because of our choices of words. Instead of us correcting ourselves, we are avenging ourselves.
We are avenging ourselves.
It's a much more powerful, powerful thing for us to do.
Oh, we got it. We've got to retrieve ourselves from the edge of failure, my friend.
From the edge of failure. So, our poet of the month is...
Our poet of the month is someone very special. She is located in Florida. She will not give out a lot of information because she wants to keep her poetry side of her life separate from her normal side of her life. But her name is Amara. You want to go out to allpoetry.com, look up the poet Amara, A-M-E-R-A, and check out her work. She is absolutely amazing. One of the first recordings I ever did was a poem by hers called Boxcar Blues, long time ago. Set it to music, made it dolled up really good, sent it to her, and turns out it's her favorite poem that she's ever written.
How cool is that?
I know. I was like, luck of the draw, totally.
Well, and you know, the thing is you can also find, whenever we have a Poet of the Month, you can find it on worldpoetryopenmic.net. You just go to Poet of the Month. There's usually a write-up. We have one from Amara on there as well as a link to her poetry site.
Yes. And you're going to want to definitely check that out at worldpoetryopenmic.net. If you want to share your poetry, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. There I am practicing those pregnant pauses again.
I didn't even, level 25 warlock of the pregnant pause.
I didn't even mean to do it. I told someone I was the master of the pregnant pause the other day, and they thought that meant I was a vet and I helped deliver.
Oh, no.
They sincerely thought this.
That was horrible.
I really had no idea what to say.
All right, so you have something to share, my friend, from one of our online submissions?
I do. You know, as you know, and as we talk about, we get a lot of submissions. I'm going to read a haiku from someone who is not JT.
What?
I know. I was surprised.
A haiku from someone that is not the haiku master.
But then again, Ellie did part of a haiku. I'm wondering if this is the the unintentional theme
it's not
of the show. But at any rate, I will read one or two of these haiku.
All right.
As we get ready, because I heard the phone ring. We have another caller. All right. These are from Geneva Unbreakable Soul. First one is haiku number 21. Reflections of an overhanging bridge garden, bayou rainbow floats.
Nice.
That was kind of cool, wasn't it? She said it was a traditional haiku. One more.
All right.
Haiku number 14. Dry painted leaves drift south. Ladybug sees a monarch.
I like that one.
That was kind of cool, right? And that's actually written in one line. It was a one-line haiku.
There you go. And Unbreakable Soul actually is available on All Poetry, too. So, I mean,
Oh, really?
I happen to know that she... I know her moniker, at least. I didn't know that
you know everybody.
Geneva.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm dialed into the whole poetry scene. I'm just kidding. I don't know nothing.
No, we're going to do one more. I'll do one more, and then we have another caller here.
Okay.
Okay. Haiku number 10. Porcelain sun, cinnamon swirls in a teacup. And that's a contemporary haiku from like Geneva that. Unbreakable Soul.
Wow, she's giving lessons to the haiku master.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if you can teach the haiku master, but there are other haiku masters out there.
There are.
And this one just happens to be.
She's got to be at least the same level as our haiku master.
They are. So? There are many masters.
When I think of the haiku master, I picture. Have you ever seen Kill Bill 2 with Pai Mei, the master? That's what I picture the haiku master being like.
There you go. All right, so let's go to the phone line. Please welcome Mel from Pennsylvania.
Hello there. I have a poem called Spire.
Sounds good.
Okay, it's Spire. When dawn arises from the midnight of my dreams, my eyes flicker open and I stretch with a wide yawn. The fleeting void of the night has vanished, it seems, and with the arching of my back, all slumber is gone. Shuffling toward the aroma of morning's fresh brew, I'm revived and looking forward to the unfolding cloudless day of bright sun in the sky of blue, and I'm seeing the glories of nature unfolding. I bask in this early morning contemplation, marveling at the many-faceted prisms of my mind, with thoughts spiraling to the most lofty meditation, To realms insatiably evolving, I am inclined. The hour has come to snap out of my ethereal flight, rein in the thin thread of my thought and my desire, and reluctantly be about the work I early fight, preferring loftier heights to which I aspire. And when duty's done, I may acquire a higher spire. And I wrote that November 17th, 2011.
I like that, Mel. Very well done. I was a fan of your writing before the show started, but I'm becoming a fan of you as a spoken word artist, too.
Well, I thank you for having me on, and hope you have a great evening.
Well, thank you, Mel. It was a real treat having you on the show, and we look forward to hearing your future readings of poetry as well.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Hey, you too.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Once again, if you want to call in like Mel, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
We've got a lot of more poetry coming up. We've got haikus from the Haiku Master, of course, coming up later. You're not going to want to change the dial at all. Stay right here at KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver, or visit www.denverautostore.com.
Zing Tea is an all-natural premium green tea. Made with pure cane sugar and honey, tea on the go has never been so easy. Zing Tea offers 14 different flavors that you can enjoy hot or cold. Also available in new big gallons. Check out KZKORadio.com for the link today.
Fun, baby.
Huh?
Rock, rock,
nice.
Rock.
So catchy.
That is so 8-Boy-esque.
This is basically what it sounds like when I'm in the shower and I'm singing to myself.
No, you're not playing some early 90s skateboarding video game. You're tuning into World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO The Vibe.
I can't help it. It's a great song.
Really.
I mean, really and truly. And it's not promoting.
No, it's
against. Actually anti.
It's against.
Really?
It's against Coke.
Fertilizer.
It's against Coke.
Did Pepsi ever pick that up for an advertising campaign?
No, that would be really weird.
It would have been really smart if you think about it. Using their own momentum.
There you go.
Advertising judo.
Advertising judo. You need to write a book. Advertising judo.
Very well might. Hey, if you want to give us a call to read your poetry on the air, it's 303-386-3598. Although,
once again, 303-386-3598.
We have a friend of the show on the line. Dennis, how are you, sir?
I am doing real well. How are you doing?
We're doing good. We're getting ready to be dropped on by, from what we hear, about 10,000 feet of snow are supposed to envelop Denver in the next day or so. So we'll see. We'll see you later.
Keep you in our prayers.
Oh.
Thank you.
I think we'll survive. I have a random inkling that we're going to survive this storm.
I know you guys are survivors.
This storm is so big that the Weather Channel has given it its own theme music.
They're calling it Snowpocalypse 2013. So that's All right, so do you have something for us?
Yeah, I have a couple quick ones here for you.
Oh, excellent.
The first one is Traversing the Maze.
All right.
Call it fate or karma, though a name is just a label. Your life will ever change as the cards upon the table. Direction the wind takes you is random at its best. So ride the wild zephyrs. challenged by each test. Your attitude's important. This maze you must pass through. Keep your wits about you. To yourself, you must stay true. Some will dare deceive you with innuendo and outright lies. Keep your eyes wide open. Use discernment and be wise. Remember to seek joy on your journey through life's day, and strive to make new friends to help along the way.
Well done. Well done.
And the second one is titled, Love Your Brother. A song of love will only stand if it's sung across the land, and all who sing will take heed and strive to make it our first creed. Love your brother, take his hand, walk together in this land. The need before you, don't ignore. Lead your brother to safer shore. Keep his interest close at heart. Show your love and do your part. Love your brother, take his hand, walk together in this land. This is the time to make things right and turn the darkness into light. Be a friend, help end despair, and let your brother know you care. Love your brother, take his hand, walk together in this land.
Well written.
Very nice, Dennis. Very nice.
Well, thank you very much.
Very apropos for the last couple of days of my life. Thank you very much. Well-chosen poetry.
Thank you very much, and we always appreciate you having this program, and keep up the good work, and God bless you all.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. And, you know, we really appreciate you calling in every week and contributing as you do.
And Ellie and Mel and all the poets, really.
Absolutely. It's really become such a cool community, and we're very excited to keep hearing poetry and seeing everybody grow and adding new members to our family
we
as
are.
Well.
And if you haven't called in and you're listening tonight, give us a call, 303-386-3598. We're not asking for pledges. We're asking for poetry.
Which some people might say is a little bit more expensive.
There you go.
Now, if you do call and you get a voicemail or you can't get through, sometimes we just have a lot of people trying to call in at one time and it kind of just screws the system up. So just try back. You know, try back a few times.
Leave a message. Let us know where you're from.
Yeah, you'll get in.
You will. And speaking of phone, there's one ringing now.
Hey, I think that might be a pledge or a donation.
Let's hope so. We need to keep ourselves on the air. A pledge or a donation of a 10 or 14 line poem.
That'd be great. That's what we want.
That's what we want. That's all we're here for. We're here for a poetry drive, not a fun drive.
A fundraiser is kind of
a fundraiser. Exactly. I like that.
It's terrible.
All right, okay. Let's go to the phone line. Please welcome from Arizona. She is Kat.
Hi, how are you guys tonight?
Excellent.
Know, we're doing pretty good. I haven't had an energy drink, and I've been up since 2 this morning.
Well, good for you.
I know, right?
That's little bits of information to share with each other.
Sorry. But...
Kat, thank you for calling. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. We aren't going to get snow here, so we're good.
I got to tell you, the more and more I hear about snow coming to Denver and being, you know, being here, I keep thinking Arizona's looking better and better and better.
Wait until August when it's 120 degrees. It doesn't look that good.
Okay, oh, all right, fair enough.
That is a good trade-off.
So what do you have for us?
I have a poem called Embodying Empathy.
Excellent.
If ever I become so cynical, allowing my mind to embrace the clinical, that I look past a beseeching soul, my spirit fostering darkness like coal, then it is time for my heart and I to part, leaving this earth for others to chart. For I have become an uncaring beast, willing to ignore one of Christ's least. Being able to turn a blind eye and avoid a suffering cry is not a virtue that one need pursue. Charity is not for only a few. We have been given mercy and grace, so in the end we will see God's face. It is our responsibility to pass this on, distributing compassion from dusk to dawn. This is what we will be rewarded for when we walk through heaven's door and greet our Savior on our knees, knowing He is who we please.
Right on. I like that. Oh, sorry, we lost a microphone. What was that?
I said that was very, very nice, Kat.
Yeah, it was well done.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. And you know what? Actually, one thing I have to say is, you know, we get to hear all kinds of different reads and everything. And there's, you can hear how poets, you know, have heard it in their own mind and deliver it. But Kat, I really, really appreciate it. And actually, you have a very, very nice voice for reading those things.
You do.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, have a great night. And Kat, thanks so much for calling. We look forward to hearing you in the future.
Okay, thank you. I will talk to you again next week. Okay.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. Once again, if you want to call in like Kat, give us a call, 303-386-3598. I'll do this one, seeing as I was woken up at 2. This is why. And I knew I was reading this poem tonight at 2 o'clock this morning. This is simply entitled My Familiar. The black cat howls and yowls, her disdain for everything around. Out of anger, she vibrates and growls, then spits a wild hissing sound. My familiar is quite an interesting creature, her personality not too far off from mine. At times she becomes my personal teacher, her lesson plan sent from the divine. Though angry, she eventually does forgive, and then move on as nothing is wrong. This is an example by which I should live, and a trait for which I sometimes do long. The black cat becomes playful after a time, and nudges this poet from his fitful slumber. I pet her, and out of bed I now climb, and off to write this poem I do lumber. So
I like that one a lot, man.
Needless to say, my cat, I love her, Cleopatra, woke me up at 2 o'clock this morning wanting to play.
I have to applaud you resisting the urge to call your cat Cleopatra Cleocatra, because I think I would have really gone for that one myself.
That's too radio-esque for me.
Now, we do have another caller for this next segment here. We have Shannon from Florida. How are you, Shannon?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Doing excellent. We're you know, loving to hear from people in warmer weather right now.
Yes.
I'm kind of jealous of where you're at.
You know, we love hearing about it, but at the same time, I get a little jealous, I got to be honest.
I got to ask, Shannon, are the grapefruit trees blooming?
I don't know about that.
What an odd thing to ask somebody.
Well, no, right around this time, I went down to Arizona, and they had, like, grapefruit trees that were, like, yielding fruit, and I remember the smell, and when she said she was from Florida, I'm like, I bet the same area, same
I love the orange blossoms when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
I would venture, I mean, I am a poet, I'm not a geography major, but I would venture that Arizona and Florida are slightly different climate-wise.
Slightly.
we've got more humidity here.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, and you also have some really cool stuff there as well. You have alligators.
Yeah,
quite a few different things. Anyway, all right, I'm going to stop making myself sound like an idiot. What do you have for us?
Well, I'd like to read a poem called "No Apologies," and it's from my book, Presumptuous Prose.
Oh, excellent!
All right.
Okay. All right. No apologies. Is my presence aberrational? January's fake sun is blurred in the pale gray dust. The atomic white fear rears its ugly light against the window panes. It doesn't look like snow. It looks like lies. Where is the trapped bird now? The escalators remind me of wedding ceremonies. The riders and social butterflies seeking inspiration may be disappointed with the ambiance. It's not easy to introduce oneself to a stranger, to begin a conversation that won't result in humiliation. I've supposed myself to the assignment on several occasions, but only found short-term allies. To annotate those conversations here and now seems contrived. My neophyte words cannot embellish the affinity I feel towards altruism. The sagacity of a profound vocabulary cannot resolve or rescue me from the accusation of pretentiousness. I was affronted by experts. They addled me like a baby in a rocking crib. My mood became acrimonious while my ears submitted to the laudation of any oration. The lack of theme found herein is a tribute, yet some will pawn it off as abstruse. I know at this point there is no way to eradicate what I have become. Any attention to either will provoke no erosion. Even this personal affirmation is no ablution to the forsaken theme. I make no apologies for any astringent manner of this work.
Well done.
That's great. Now,
thank you.
Now, Shannon, thank you for reading for us. Now, where can people get your book?
Amazon.com or on createspace.com. I'm self-published.
Excellent. Well, and CreateSpace is actually a very cool thing. We had a lot of our readers kind of work with them. Now, give the full title of the book so they can find you in case they want to pick it up.
Sure. Thank you. It's Presumptuous Prose, and my name is Shannon with one N in the middle, Norman. Shannon Norman.
Well, Shannon Norman from Florida, thank you so much for calling. And, I think anybody who's interested in checking out your book should definitely go pick it up. We look forward to hearing from you again next week.
Thanks a lot. You have a great night.
Hey, you too.
You as well, Shannon. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
If you want to call in like Shannon, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now, it is time.
It is time.
For us to take a bit of a break.
All right.
Like a piece of celery or a carrot. Just,
or
break,
like,
just break it in half.
Just break it like a... Like, I was going to go surprise. We'll just break it like Ben, or bend it like, yeah. Whatever.
Okay, Beckham. Bend it like there Beckham. Is that where
there
we're going
go. Break
with
it like Beckham.
Let's break it. He doesn't break it. He's never broken anything. Okay. Anyway.
Once again, you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
We're professionals.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Are you looking for a new piercing or tattoo? Phantom 8 Tattoo and Piercing is the place. Come in and check out their artist work and schedule your appointment today. Don't forget to mention KZKO to receive an hour off your session. Phantom 8 Tattoos and Piercing, conveniently located on South Broadway in Englewood. Or visit Phantom8.com.
Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And I have to praise you for the job you're doing. And I have to praise you for the job you're doing, Mr. Michael.
Hey, thank you, man. Not many people can do these dance moves.
And I've got to praise each and every poet that's called us tonight. You guys have done a wonderful job. It's like Christmas wrapped up in Easter, wrapped up in the 4th of July when I come to the show. You just never know which holiday you're going to get. Now, those listening closely at home heard that Daily Pocket Deals commercial and think that it was a computer error. It was not. It was actually the Daily Pocket Deals extended mix commercial. I'm just saying.
We got Paul Oakenfold to do a remix.
There we go.
Oh, never mind.
No, go for it.
No, I was going to say, not Paul Oakenfold. You yes. do know that he has to stand on a milk crate to do DJ work at any club.
Why is that?
He is that short.
Why don't they just bring a shorter table?
Because, okay, so when you stand behind a table, you're like here and everybody's below you.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Yeah, it makes
if
sense.
They made a shorter table, he'd be head with everybody else and then it would just look weird.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough. That's a good point, actually. So you're saying because he's not tall, it could have been his remix.
That would be, okay. Wow, so it's a short remix version, right?
It's a short commercial. Okay. So please save us from ourselves. Give us a call, 303-386-3598.
And we do have a caller.
We do. Who is it?
It's Bob from New Mexico.
Throw him on the line, brother. Bob, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Oh, we're doing good. We're having a good time.
Hey, great. That's good to hear. You guys are just doing great. You know, everybody's sounding so awesome tonight. Everybody's getting their word in, and
it's
really good.
Quite a gift to see this happening and the community growing like it is. I'm glad you're a part of it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we'll join every bit of it. I look forward to Friday night just because of this.
Oh, that's excellent. We look forward to Friday night to be able to hear from you and from some of the other guys like Dennis and Ellie and all of that.
Yes.
Yeah, I just heard Dennis, and love you, brother.
So what are you going to share with us tonight?
Well, I've been doing a lot of writing about writing. So
that's kind of cool.
Poem. And the poem's called Writers of the Poetic Sage.
All right.
And this is how it goes. Sweetness is the written word, heard into chorales divine. Sweeter yet is them heard, especially if they're mine. Still, I want to hear you speak just what you have written. Take me to your sojourn's peak. I promise I will listen. Writers of the Poetic Sage, please write with me now. Write the words for this age, then in death please bow. Drive us with your wondrous sayings, let it drive your life. Humans in their earthly praying of our common strife. Oh, my wondrous writers, you are so sagacious. Creatively, you are fighters, just in that you're precious. Oh, my poets, how I love you now. Until next I read you, you have won my humble bow. To your words, you were true. Unite us with visions and promise. Divide us from the common foe. Celebrate being very honest once we left behind the woe. Writers of the poetic wage, make us love you now. Write our hearts on each page, then turn it and bow. We are writers of the poetic sage. See us be sagacious. We live and write of our age. Just in that, we're precious. Watch us write unto death. We lived out each syllable of the flesh, this our breath, a poem's a kind of parable.
Well done.
Wow. That's a cool one.
Right on.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Wow, you just keep bringing it to the World Poetry Open Mic.
Yeah, it's just, I'm just enjoying it. This is great, dude.
Excellent. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I'm glad that people around the world that like poetry can tune in and enjoy this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's excellent. Now let me ask you, Bob, are you guys expecting snow down there in Albuquerque?
Am I what?
Are you guys expecting snow down there?
Not that I heard. It is cold, though. It's okay. Kind of gray. It's a little damp out there. We had some rain, but it's not much. It's the desert rain, so it lasts like maybe 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah. Well, if you're up for us, let us know. We'll just send it down to you.
Yeah, we can send you our snow. We'll send you two or three truckloads of pre-assembled snowmen. I'm just saying.
It's a new business we're starting.
Yes. And for you, it's absolutely free. Just the cost of gas.
Hey, Bob, thanks so much for calling. Really appreciate it. Look forward to hearing you again next week.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
If you want to call in like Bob, like Dennis, like Mel, like Ellie, like Kat, then you're going to want to give us a call at 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now,
only a poet would call 303-386-3598.
Wait, you want... What do you want? You want poets to call 303-386-3598?
I do want them to call that number.
Looking here at JTR, our board up, he's just shaking his head.
We do that a lot to him. Even in our pre-show meetings, he just shakes his head like, I can't believe you guys are saying these.
Well, and that's something we do every week, you know, people don't really know about, is we get together a few days before the show. We sit down and it's kind of like we have dinner, we have coffee, whatever, but we just very naturally sit in the exact same positions we're in when we're sitting in the studio.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then we basically do a whole other show just on our own.
Until we get kicked out of whatever establishment we're in. They're like, you guys are being too loud, you got to get out.
That's very, very true. Now, we've been having, I think we might have another caller. Oh, excellent, excellent.
All right.
All right.
Please welcome to the line Mary from Denver. Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Mari. Sorry. I was putting the wrong emphasis on right syllables.
It's Marie.
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 That's with
Marie.
An E.
I've never heard.
I never said I was a great speller.
I've never. Marie. Mm. We're a poetry show. Why should we be good at the, you know,
yeah,
literature?
Why would you, literature, spelling, that doesn't matter.
Marie, how's it going?
I'm not too terrible. How about yourself?
Not too terrible. Well, that's about to change. What do you got for us?
Oh, you're not supposed to slam our collars.
I'm taking you
out.
And she's in Denver. She knows where we meet after this.
That's the point.
This will be interesting. No. Okay.
No, Marie, I didn't mean your poetry. I meant it's going to change. It's going to be much better.
All right.
I can feel it. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Marie.
Oh, my God. All right. Are we good? We're good? All right.
We're good.
I'm going to read, it's called From Venus and Adonis. It's by William Shakespeare. He burns with bashful shame, she with her tears, doth quench the maiden burning of his cheeks. Then with her windy sighs and golden hairs, to fan and bow them against, she seeks. He faith and she immodest, blames her miss. What follows more, she murders with a kiss. Even as an empty eagle, sharp by fast, tires with her beak on feathers, flesh, and bone, shaking her wings, devouring all in haste, till either she gorge be stuffed or prey be gone. Even so she kissed his brow, his cheek, his chin, and where she ends, she doth new begin. That's it. That's the poem.
Oh, thank you. That was wonderful.
No, Marie, thank you very much. No, we're giving Marie a hard time. We actually do know who Marie is, and we love her very, very much in the show here.
And she's going to clobber us.
Yeah, but we're just giving her a hard time on purpose.
Don't say that. You don't know me. I found this poem on a chocolate wrapper. I'm all sitting here eating my chocolate, and it was so great. I almost started crying. I was so happy.
Thank you, Marie. Right. Once again, if you want to call in like Marie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now,
be sure to give the spelling of your name to our board op, because he obviously can't type. Oh, thank you.
Now,
would you like that in binary?
Speaking of which, you have some corrections from last show, and you have some for next show, too.
I do. I'm sure I've got plenty for that.
So JT's really made it his mission to not allow me to say whatever I want to say.
That's right.
No, he just wants you to say it correctly.
Just at least a little bit, you know? You do very well.
No, thank you.
Unlike last week, though.
Beautiful.
So, it was actually both of us, you and I.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We apologize for the show player on the internet and kind of playing weird. We said we were apologizing for the future.
Yeah.
And it's actually we're apologizing for the past.
That's right. We were apologizing to future generations for the past
that we messed up on.
So you were apologizing for days of future past, which is actually a reference to music.
We basically got our space-time continuum mixed up on the last
show. Very much so.
Okay.
And also, Mike, somehow, some way, we got this distance thing wrong of this infrared ring that we were talking about in a pre-production show.
I was nerding out.
And there's a ring of Saturn that's actually, let me see if I can do this right, 21,710,100 miles in diameter.
Okay. So that's pretty big.
That's 300 Saturns from one side to the other.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, that's excellent.
Okay. So, not million light years.
It was a mistake. Actually, I said worse than that. I said billion light years. I don't know what I was thinking.
You have size differentiation problems, but we're not going to go there.
On top of the space continuum problems.
However, I do want to say both corrections this week did not include me, which means it only took 15 weeks, but I had one error-free show.
Last week.
Yes.
Yeah. So, See, I told you. You didn't do too bad.
Well, you know.
And it was partially us. It was you and I. See?
It's true. I mean, the thing about the Ring of Saturn only is a big deal if we're trying to actually judge the distance to, like, fly.
Right,
something.
At the speed of light.
Which, you know, we're kind of far away from them. I don't really think anybody would listen to me for that advice anyway.
I wouldn't either.
Wow. Okay. We do have a caller.
We do. And please welcome to the line from New Orleans, Louisiana, someone I look forward to hearing from every week. Her name is Individuality.
Good evening.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you. I have one called Convict.
All right.
I write this while in prison, sadly giving life for a crime I have committed. Those downright dirty cops were incredibly inconsiderate. They warned me, though, that without parole, and here I will stay, until I take down the pictures that helped put me away. Correctly accused of identity theft, continue to listen, but do not judge me. The simple minds of the 12 jurors make me fear the 21st century. Convicted because I'm no longer the person I was, they fear the new me. The short-haired girl from glass with signs on her face, the same girl who took pictures but dare not show her face. She is me. The long-haired girl whose contacts drew you in, the same girl who handed the camera and was in every picture. She is me. Placed on trial for having more than one identity. The newspaper headline stated, girl with too much individuality. Before they locked me away and threw away the key, the judge asked me why. With head and chin held high, I watched my grandmother begin to cry. Before I gave my statement, I watched her clear her eyes. She knew why I'd pled guilty. So to hear it was no surprise. Yet I know it still must have hurt. I told the judge that one day I decided to look in the mirror. I liked what I saw, but knew I wanted better. I was never one to settle. So that day is the day I stole a life from another. I envisioned this young lady and I became her. Two lives were changed, and now I was suffering the repercussions. Finally in my life, I didn't put up a fight. I accepted being confined to a cell because I knew I was me. No matter how many me's there were, they were all true and never denied, misrepresented, or tried to hide their individuality.
Well done. Our producer is even clapping on that one.
Which is hard with that many thumbs.
Exactly.
Individuality, that was great as always.
Thank you. You're bringing it and bringing a fresh take on poetry to our show. I thank you very much for calling us.
Thank you.
And once again, that's how it's done. If you want to share your poetry, all you have to do is call 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. 3598. Now, we're going to go to a break.
Exactly. We're being told by our producer that we have to pay our bills again.
Just strange how that keeps coming up.
Every 15 minutes, we have to pay our bills. So, once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Come to the beach and get your tan on. With over 31 locations in the Denver metro area, At the Beach is sure to put some color back in your life. For more information, visit their website at www.atbtanning.com. Also log on to www.kzkoradio.com to join the Vibe Club today for your chance to win a $30 gift card. At the beach, it's tanning time, baby.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. Mmm, that's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today. Or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
I've got a fever, and that fever is for more cowbell.
All of times
nice. I gotta say, can you fit more cowbell into that song?
Yes, you could, actually, because if you think about it, as a musician, those are quarter notes. You could have had two cowbells next to each other and just...
You do realize what that just did. When...
Yeah, that was the sound of JT's mind exploding.
Cowbell. But what a great song.
That is the best song ever.
Isn't it?
One of the,
yes.
I mean,
Mike
I'm kind of partial.
Good songs.
I'm kind of partial to Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, but, you know, Don't Fear the Reaper's pretty good.
Very true, very true. I'm sorry.
I hear that as a complete sentence, but you pulled it off really well. Talk about being morning showish. That was right over the top, my friend.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right. So we have haikus from the Haiku Massa?
We do.
But.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I have to say, we have to take callers first.
Okay.
Because it is about the callers.
It is. It's about the callers.
Okay. So please welcome to the line. It looks to be Kevin from Alabama. Is it Kevin?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're on the air with World Poetry Open Mic. You want to share a poem with us?
Yes, I sure do.
All right, go ahead.
It's called A USA Sniper's Tale.
All right.
Okay. As I sit here anxiously waiting, it seems as if I've been sitting in this exact same position for hours and months out. But training has taught me with body, mind has power. I sit here in the jungle's brush, camouflaged as if I've been painting to the jungle scenery. My body aches from the itch I dare not scratch because the enemy is near, and if I'm spotted, I will most definitely be killed. Like a volcanic eruption, my adrenaline rushes as I look down my scope sight and see a few hundred yards distance between me and my enemy. My finger on the trigger, my heart pounds as time winds down. I know it's about to be an epic showdown. I hone my senses in on my enemy and block out all other imagery of the jungle and vegetation and the sights and sounds. I use my thumb to wipe away a bead of sweat that trickles down to my right eye as I look down my scope sight and see the white within my enemy's eye. Yet I keep my composure for the big ambush. It's showtime. I give my trigger a good squeeze, hitting my mark with deadly precision and precise ease. As I watch my corpse's head whip back and fall to the ground, total chaos begins. Our enemy shoots at us through the jungle, sawing through the vegetation like a hot knife through butter with each round they fire. At this point, they have us pinned down. As I think to myself, is this really the end? I watch as I see my brother shot, blown to bits, and swallowed back into the jungle. I feel a sense of hunger for vengeance. So I reload my weapon and proceed firing, hitting enemy upon enemy, bullets piercing their fronts, exiting their backs, playing a perfect garden of death. While giving protective cover to my band of brothers like a guardian angel from above. The smell of gun smoke lingers through the air as the sound of thunder roars from bullets and grenades. Despite this situation, it sounds like an Independence Day parade. Then without any warning, a sense of calm takes shift in the air. And all the sounds of thunder and ricocheting the bullets take ceases in there. No man left alone is what I shout to my brothers as we gather our dead and empty to take back home. The fog of the gun smoke starts to clear within the air as we see remnants of our enemy's shadows head to the hills. Head to the hills they make to lick their wounds to fight another day. But today is our day, and I'm proud to say I will live, fight, and die for my country, for I am a sniper. For the U.S. of A.
Hell yeah.
Man.
Right on.
Now, Kevin, I rarely say this, but damn.
But damn.
That was excellent, man. Thank you very much.
Kevin, very well done. And I salute you for your service to our country.
Yes, sir.
All right. And I want to say, we call this World Poetry Open Mic. We are a little USA-centric from time to time because we're located in Denver, but... Thank you for your contribution to our country.
Thank you.
And to our show, man. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
That's great. No, we hope to hear from you again. If you want to do it like Kevin did, give us a call, 303-386-3598. Now, before we go farther into with the haikus, all because right. that's a, you know, kind of a different theme. That was kind of a heavy theme.
That was stark imagery in there.
It was very stark, and I think it was a very real thing. And there's some intense things people go through. So before we move on to the haiku, we had a submission come in by a gentleman named Steve Barry,
okay,
who is in New York. And this one I wanted to read kind of in tandem with that. It's called The Old Neighborhood After Sandy.
All right.
So give me one second here. All right. The Old Neighborhood After Sandy. This has been accepted by Big River Poetry Review for February 2013.
Okay.
Okay. Like the sea at ebb tide, I am drawn back from whence I came. to that sandy spit I tried so hard to escape, the peninsula that like a finger pointed at the shimmering city but remained forever separate and apart, the tiny piece of land surrounded by the sea that shaped me, the way the crashing waves shaped the shore. Its ocean breezes provided the salt for my tears. The crashing waves masked my cries, the sand providing the grit that wore away my innocence. But now I return, the self-exiled sun, to see a shadow version of my home, the houses swept away by water and wind, like the sandcastles we built so many years ago. Years of memories piled on the street, as seaweed is thrown up against the shore, the sand, so long denied, now reclaiming its dominion. Memory is the only possession that remains when all else is swept away.
Wow.
I know, right?
Steve, you brought it, man. And if you want to submit your poetry like that through our website, you're going to go out to www.worldpoetryopenmic.net.
That's right. And usually we have a cutoff about 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time before the show, just so we can get it printed out. And, you know, reading off monitors can be a little rough for us here.
We were a little earlier because we thought the commute in was going to be rougher tonight than it really was. So sometimes we cut off early because we have to make tracks for the station, but usually 6 p.m. is the cutoff.
Generally, yes.
Generally. Now, in a rough estimate type of way.
You know, since I'm so good at rough estimates, you know, with billions and millions and everything.
Exactly.
Now, I'm going to read. Now, so going from those places, so talking about warfare, talking about destruction of someone's home, some really intense subjects, but very human ones as well. Now we're going to move to something from the Haiku Master, but I think it's kind of fitting.
Okay.
If you're moving now to... something kind of cool. I'm going to let you try to figure out what it is.
All right.
But listen and see what you can figure it out. Excitement and nerves. The little girl is nowhere. Let me try that again. Not nowhere.
Take two.
Excitement and nerves. The little girl is now here. Dreams and hope abound.
All right.
Okay. Here's another one. Birthday surprises, big brother, now protector, welcome my new niece.
Nice.
I think
that
gives
away.
That's
a big giveaway.
That's a pretty big one. All right. Now, here is the B-side. Now, that's one thing that I always love that the Haiku Master does is he'll write a page of haiku poems, and he'll let me choose them. But then on the other side, he has a B-side, which is a different angle.
A different angle from the same thing.
It's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. So here we go. Waiting for the call. Wanting to aid my brother. Anticipation.
Right on.
That's a cool one. So, I mean, it's kind of like from the different points of view. I see how you're doing that.
Now I know his niece is father and mother, and I've actually known the father of this little girl for about 17 years.
Really?
And I just want to take a moment and say congratulations to Jason and Christine Ortega on the birth of their new little one. And I hope she brings as much joy to you and your life as my daughter brought to my life.
Excellent. That's so cool.
Yes.
Now, we're getting close to the end of the segment. I had one poem, if I could, a short one.
That's fine.
That I would like to read.
We do want to line up our last caller, 303-386-3598. If you want to sneak in at the last moment, once again, 303-386-3598.
All right. Now, this one here is one that's actually being put into a book as well. I'm working with an artist. It's called Songs Played Backwards.
Okay.
It's not easy to remember it. I can see the memories flash across my mind like film, brittle, miscolored, mistreated, and sepia-toned across an old tattered screen. I can hear it like songs played backwards and real meanings discovered. That's what she really said when she said, "Watch me." I can smell it like an old baseball glove or a jacket in an attic somewhere, dusty and scentless, yet if you press your nose to it and imagine, you can smell the oil and the fun and the victory and the defeat that it experienced. I can feel it like cold through a heavy sweater, still new, still painful, yet blunted by the moats and defenses I've learned to put up, like a country with many enemies. I can remember it, but it's not easy to remember. It's better to put on another sweater and forget.
Nice.
So
I like that.
That's a fun one. I wrote that a while ago, but it's been kind of fun to unearth that one again.
You know, I do that from time to time. I'll find, like, old poetry in a notebook. I'll be like, did I write that? And I'm like, that's actually really good stuff.
You kind of need to do that with, well, you know, and because you can separate yourself from the creation of it. And I think, I know that some of the poets who call in here, they'll read older poems as well. It doesn't always have to be new. It can be something you've rediscovered of yours. You know, it can be song
lyrics. It doesn't
have
to be your own work. Yeah. You can do a cover of somebody.
Exactly. Now, however, I will say, you know, as we're getting close to the end, this has been an incredible show.
It has been.
And if you are considering calling in, but you're, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking, I can understand that. Either give us a try next week. You know, we promise to make room for you. Or just send your poetry into worldpoetryopenmic.net. There's a contact form. You can send it in there, and we'll read it for you on the air.
You can also like us on Facebook and Twitter at worldpoetryopenmic.net. You can check out our store, get your World Poetry Open Mic gear on, have your T-shirt, your notebook that you can write your poetry in, while drinking from your World Poetry Open Mic water bottle.
Well, we might even have World Poetry Open Mic football helmets in case you accidentally hit your head on the table while writing the poetry.
Exactly. Speaking of football helmets, we want to thank our sponsors, Body Armor Super Drink, and if you want to learn more about their super team, which includes world champion running back Ray Rice, go out to bodyarmor.com and check out their super team out there. Now, there's Mike Trout's part of the super team, Rob Gronkowski. I mean, there's big names part of their super team, so you want to check that out.
It wouldn't exactly be a super team if there were little names.
That's true. Trout's kind of a little name. Anyway, we're not going to go there. We also want to thank LatinLifeDenver.com for making this possible. We want to thank our sponsors, IdleVoiceLessons.com, and, of course, USACarpetInc.com. I drew a blank there for a moment.
And, by the way, USA Carpet Inc. is INC, not INK, although they can help you remove the INK.
From your
CARPET.
Nice. That is such a shameless plug, brother. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to MSC Radio Network, KZKO The Vibe, and World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Until next week, for Michael Amadei, for the Ape Boy, and of course, Mary Cohn, our executive producer, I want to thank you for tuning in, and good night.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way. You caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Right today. into a black box and it came out gray.